if we wish to understand better what we have just listened to in that first reading and in this passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, reflect a moment again on the responsorial psalm. The Lord has remembered his mercy. He shows his mercy, which is a love which is incomparable, inestimable, eternal, to Abraham and Sarah, in spite of their doubts. Jesus is that mercy incarnate. When the centurion, and we are very familiar with this moment in our Lord's life, the centurion comes to him, that's unheard of. He's the ruler, a Roman coming to a Jew. And as one who is subservient, he doesn't wait for Jesus to speak to him. He says to Jesus, "My servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." Because of his faith, he jeopardizes the rest of his life. No Roman, especially a centurion, one exercising great authority, would ever do this. But he has faith, and he shows it by the trust in coming to Jesus, speaking to him, asking this grace. Notice, Jesus simply says, when the centurion says to him, "My servant is lying at home paralyzed," he said, "I will come and cure him." Jesus already knows everything about this centurion. He's God. But he lets the centurion express his faith. You and I are here gathered at the altar of the Lord to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Do we remember that just with this centurion, so the Lord is with each of us? He knows us better than we know ourselves, but he wants us here. He wants us to kneel in his presence and tell him everything. He will answer. He will give to you and to me and to each of us what is best for us. It's not always going to be what we ask for. But he will always give to us exactly what we need and much more. But it will always be for what is best for us. The church offers us this passage and simply asks us, reflect. What's my attitude to the Lord when I pray? Is it like the centurion's, not demanding, but trusting? Or when I pray, do I just start listing everything I want God to do for me? But as we prayed in the psalm, the Lord is merciful. In spite of our great faults, failings, sins, he's merciful. All he asks is that we come to him.